straps, one over the shoulders to support trousers.
Yep, boots, I think.
Okay. You ever heard of suspenders?
Yes.
What do you call unthickened gravy made by adding water to the grease of fried lean meat, especially ham?
Called it gravy.
Okay, have you ever heard red eye gravy?
Sure.
Okay. What do you call liquid burned in lamps?
Alma. Some call it alma, some call it casein.
Okay. What do you call a long legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout?
I can't answer that.
Have you ever heard of razorback or Painwood's rule?
Yeah, some of that. I don't know why I could call it.
That's like, sometimes you just can't think of them. Mm-hmm. What do you call an itching soreness between the toes?
I can call it Appalachian feet, something to call it.
Okay. What do you call homemade whiskey?
Moonshine.
What do you call cheap whiskey?
Can you answer that?
Okay. What do you call anything that a child likes to play with?
Well, if it's a girl, she'd like to mostly like to play with a doll, and this boy would like mostly like to play with a wagon.
That's true.
Like this.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay. We're almost through. This section deals with word patterns to show difference in time. For instance, I would say, right now I see you, but yesterday I saw you.
Yes.
You know, and see changes to saw. And so in these next questions, I'm going to ask you something. I'm going to say, like, we're talking about buying groceries, and I ask, have the groceries been what yet?
Been cheap.
Okay. Or you use a form of the word buy.
Buy, yes.
Okay. So I'd say, have the groceries been
cheap?
Yeah. And you might answer, yes, yesterday the groceries were
cheap.
Okay. If we were talking about eating apples, you might ask me, have the apples been what already?
I haven't even greeted them.
Okay. So what I want you to do is to try to use a form of the word eat. Because I say if you were eating apples.
Yes.
And so I say, have the apples been what already? Would you say eaten or ate or it?
Eaten.
Okay, and I might answer, yes, yesterday I, what? Okay, that's right. Do you understand that?
Yes, I'm
okay. Okay, if we were talking about drinking coffee, you might ask me, has that coffee
sweet?
No, we're talking about drink. Use some form of the word drink.
Yes, drink.
Okay, and I might answer, yes, yesterday I
drink.
Okay. If we were talking about climbing trees, you might ask me, has that tree over there ever been what?
Climbed.
That's right. And I might answer, yes, yesterday a boy
climbed the tree.
That's right. If we were talking about doing some work, you might ask, has that work already been
did?
And I might answer, yes, yesterday they
did.
That's right. If we were talking about dragging a stump out of a field, you might ask, has that stump been what?
Pushed it.
Okay. But if we were using the word drag,
yes.
Which would you use? Would you say dragged or drug or drugged?
I drag.
Okay. And I might answer, yes, yesterday we drugged. That's right. If we were talking about riding a horse, you might ask, has that horse ever been
ridden?
That's right. And I might answer, yes,